Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Alaska state troopers are investigating Tuesday's death of young Mackenzie Howard of Cake as a homicide. Spokesperson Beth Ebsen says investigators are continuing to work in Cake while awaiting the results of an autopsy performed by the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage.
The death does appear to be a homicide, so we're treating it like it is. So we're taking the necessary investigative steps, collecting evidence, talking to people. It's a matter of determining cause of death.
Ibsen did not know how long it would take to complete the autopsy. Howard's body was found about 11:30 Tuesday night in an Arctic entryway at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Cake. Mackenzie Howard turned 13 years old less than a month ago, and she was looking forward to the day when she could play high school basketball. It runs in her family, and both her parents play the game, and her dad, Kip Howard, is a regular in Southeast Alaska's annual gold medal tournament. He says his daughter wanted to follow in their footsteps.
She says, "Mom, you're a baller, and my dad's a baller. So that must mean I'm going to be a super baller." And that was a joy to hear from her.
Howard says the outpouring of support from the community since Mackenzie's death has been overwhelming. Howard says he and his family have a lot of unanswered questions about what happened to her, but he also says he's trying to focus on the good memories of the girl who wanted one day to play basketball at Baylor University. Vigils are planned around the state in memory of Mackenzie Howard for today. Vigils start at 6 o'clock in most places. In Cake, mourners will gather at the old grade school, and here in Juneau, they'll gather at Sea Alaska Plaza. A Sitka event is planned at the Salvation Army. In other news this morning, a demoralized and disappointed Lance Mackey pulled his dog team into Dawson City yesterday and voluntarily scratched from the Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race. Some of Mackey's dogs stopped eating and drinking early on in the race, forcing him to drop four of the dogs in CarMax, the race's second checkpoint. Over the past two seasons, Mackey has been working with a new group of dogs, but he can't explain why his team has had so many issues.
I pride myself on the way they look, so if they don't look to me like I want them to look, I'm going to leave them. And damn it, leaving four at a time is a hard thing to do, but it was the best thing. And I don't know, and I wish I had the answers.
Mackey says it's only the fourth time in his career that he has scratched from a race. Mackey has run the Yukon Quest six times, winning it four times. He plans to enjoy a little respite in Dawson City before he heads back to Fairbanks to regroup and then get his team ready for the Iditarod, which is next month. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for a chance of rain and snow for tonight and early tomorrow morning, temperatures in the 30s.